Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Sure. No, you don't.
Oh, me. Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone jibba?
You know how celebrities get big reservations where they're going to come into a restaurant, so it's got to be secret and all that?
Yeah.
We're going to call a restaurant, and Meredith is like the assistant manager. We're going to try and convince her that a major celebrity with a bunch of kids, you know, that was in Ocean's 11 is going to be there.
Oh.
Who would that be?
Brad Pitt, right?
Right. We're going to make her think it's Brad Pitt, but then reveal to her it's not, that it's some nobody, and see if she goes through with the reservations.
Oh, my God. Really? Oh, no.
It's our prank call, the phone jibba.
Hello, Kim. This is Meredith. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Rick. I was calling to talk to one of the managers, if they're available.
I'm the assistant manager. I'm happy to help.
Okay. I have someone who would like to make reservations for dinner coming up next Thursday, and they'd like to book the banquet room. And so first, I guess I need to know, do you guys have it available that night?
Let me double check. I think we do. And yes, actually, that is available.
Okay, and it would be from 6 o'clock?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, here's the other thing. I'll just let you know real quick. The person that's coming is a well-known individual, and they have some specific restrictions and requests, and I was wondering if I could go through some of those to see if you'd be able to accommodate those, because they're very particular.
Yeah, of course. We'll do our best to accommodate those needs, but before we get with those, can I get a name for the reservation?
You know what? Just use my name. My name is Rick.
Okay, got it. And how many do we expect?
It'll be 6 adults and some children.
Okay.
This person is a very well-known movie actor, and wherever they go, they get swamped for autographs and everything like that. And so what I wanted to do is bring them to the restaurant and bring them right into the banquet room. So the first question I would have, is there a way for them to get in without being seen? A side entrance through the kitchen, something like that?
Yeah, we actually do have a side entrance. However, they will have to go through the main dining hall in order to get to the private banquet area.
And then do you allow pets?
Typically no, unless of course it's a service animal.
I guess you could say it's a service animal. It's actually a, do you know what a caiman is?
Like a alligator?
It's like a crocodile. It's a smaller version of a crocodile, and they have a pet caiman, and they take it with them everywhere they go. Like I said, this person is eccentric.
Yeah, we've definitely never had that in the restaurant before.
Yeah, so we would need a large portion of raw meat.
Okay, I will definitely talk to upper management about that request.
All right, and then like I said, with the kids, in fact, they have 7 of their own kids, so I don't know if that... It gives a hint who we're talking about, but...
Yeah, I think I kind of have an idea who you're talking
about. Okay, yeah. So this person will have their kids and, of course, their friends' kids, and they're going to need part of your dining room, not the banquet room, but the dining room.
I can't quite commit to that 100% yet, but I will definitely talk to my boss about it.
Well, the last thing is there's just one more thing. They love to celebrate after dinner, so they'll have their own cake brought in, and with that cake, they do like some sparklers and small pyrotechnics. Have you seen indoor fireworks before?
I have not seen fireworks.
Okay, well, that's what they love to do. They do like a whole, you're going to get a huge amount of fireworks going off, and then at the end, they're going to need some kind of ventilation system where they can get rid of all that smoke that's going to result because they don't want to choke in there, okay?
Oh, got it. Again, something I can't commit to 100%. Okay. I will definitely run it by my
boss.
Well,
let me put it to you this way. This person, if you understand who I'm talking about, is...
I think I have a good idea.
Okay, well, this person is A-list. This would be a huge boom for your restaurant.
Can I take a guess at who the celebrity is?
Yeah, you can guess if you like.
It's Brad Pitt?
No.
It's not?
No.
With all those kids, I would think who it is.
No. Well, I can tell you who it is if you swear to secrecy.
I can swear to secrecy.
Okay. Did you see Ocean's 11?
I did. Oh, my God. Is it George Clooney?
No, it's not George Clooney. It does involve George Clooney. You know the scene where he's in the casino with Julia Roberts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. In the background, there's a bartender working there. His name is Fred Perkins, and that's who will be coming to your restaurant.
So... Okay, I will need to check with my boss on those requests we can accommodate, and then I'll also want to just double check that the private banquet room is fully available for that night.
So you said it was available. Is it available or not?
I need to double check with my boss.
Oh, really?
Who's not in right now.
Okay, one more thing. They're going to need a jibba in their room.
A what?
A jibba?
I don't know what that is.
A jibba is a prank call that's being played on you right now. Meredith, it's you're on the radio. It's the phone jibba. It's Rick.
Oh, my God. Here I am getting ready to take a selfie with George Clooney.
You just made a phone jibba. It's Morton in the Morning's phone jibba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
The phone jibba.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute. That's a little too long.
Weekday
mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.